Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Brisbane-based activist Drew Pavlo's political party is deregistered by the Australian Electoral Commission. The Drew Pavlo Democratic Alliance has failed to meet the AEC's 1,500 member requirement for non-parliamentary parties. The 24-year-old University of Queensland student started the party in 2021 as part of his efforts to oppose the Chinese Communist Party.
Salvage workers are raising a sunken cruiser out of the river at West End. The 1970 Breckenridge Bridge cruiser Prime Pollution was hit by a CityCat ferry last Tuesday around 200 metres from the West End ferry terminal. Salvagers paid by River City Ferries insurers are now using flotation balloons to lift the bay cruiser out of the water.
And in national news, a Gippsland restaurant was fined $4,000 as Victoria cracks down on child employment laws. 3880 Pizza Bar and Grill was found guilty of employing children aged under 15 years old without a permit, failing to provide adequate rest breaks during a shift and 12-hour rests between shifts. The Restaurant and Catering Association is calling on governments to educate, not punish, hospitality businesses, as businesses struggle to recruit and retain staff in preparation for the summer season. The industry experienced a 36% growth following the lift of COVID restrictions, according to the Australian Chamber of Tourism.
A new report finds Australians are consuming a record number of illicit drugs. The latest wastewater monitoring report from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission shows methamphetamine and cocaine use in Australia has reached a three-year high, according to data from April to June 2023. The report also shows a decrease in MDMA, heroin and fentanyl use, and a spike in cannabis, alcohol and oxycodone use. Excluding nicotine and alcohol, cannabis is the most consumed drug in Australia. Acting Chief of the ACIC, Matt Rippon, says the wastewater report shows the resilience of the drug market, but also points out a need to improve harm reduction services.
In international news, a coroner's court inquest has heard new information about the deaths of two British tourists in Egypt. In 2018, a British couple died in a Hurghada hotel room, with the preliminary report suggesting exposure to toxic chemicals as a potential cause. The hearing today reveals a German tourist reported a bedbug infestation in the room next to the couple. The room was subsequently fumigated with pesticide, and shortly after, the couple fell ill and died within 24 hours. Tomorrow, pesticide experts, along with mortuary doctors from the Royal Blackburn Hospital, will be called on to conclude whether the pesticide was the cause of death.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.